From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency is to join Iowa's governor for a tour of flooded areas of eastern Iowa today. In Cedar Rapids, more than 3,900 homes have been evacuated and a big part of downtown is underwater. Red Cross spokesman Jeff Hansen says his organization is very busy.
In Iowa, we have 7 Red Cross shelters open. We have served over 30,000 meals in the last 2.5 weeks. And we're looking to bring in more people to assist even more of the displaced residents and residents with flooded homes or who have been affected by the tornadoes.
Officials are recommending evacuations in Des Moines. They think a levee may have become dangerously weakened there. Another round of rainstorms has hit Wisconsin's already flooded areas, bringing new challenges this morning. Wisconsin Public Radio's Steve Roysom reports from La Crosse.
Just as people were recovering from days of rain, a new round of storms hit Wisconsin last night. In Baraboo, vehicles called ducks that usually carry tourists were used to evacuate people from businesses and homes. Many residents in Avoca and southwest Wisconsin saw their power shut off. About half of the village's residents went to shelters. Meteorologist Seth Beenow says parts of I-90 and I-94 that stretch across most of the state have been closed by flooding.
It's pretty significant from a number of standpoints. Usually those roads are maintained and graded well enough that typical flood events don't take them underwater.
Tornadoes touched down last night as well, along with lightning and strong winds. Authorities are asking people to stay off roads in storm areas until officials can determine if travel is safe. For NPR News, I'm Steve Roysom in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Wildfires are the issue in California, where homes have burned near Santa Cruz and hundreds of people have had to flee. Another fire rages in Monterey County. President Bush has been visiting with the Pope at the Vatican, and he is scheduled to arrive in France today. There, he's to give a keynote speech on transatlantic unity. Eleanor Beardsley reports from Paris.
Relations between France and the U.S. have been on an upswing since Nicolas Sarkozy was elected a year ago. When Sarkozy visited the United States last November, he hailed a new era in bilateral ties. And last night, in an interview broadcast on French television, Mr. Bush spoke of Sarkozy as his friend and noted the excellent relations between the two countries. Sarkozy and his wife, model-turned-singer Carla Bruni, will host a private dinner for Mr. Bush and First Lady Laura Bush this evening. While in Paris, the president will make what is being billed as the most important speech of his European trip. He will emphasize the need for U.S.-European unity rather than focus on disputes over climate change and ways to address terrorism. Mr. Bush is also expected to acknowledge that Europeans are very interested in who will succeed him in the Oval Office. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Wall Street stock futures are mixed this morning. European stock markets opened lower and markets across Asia closed lower. This is NPR News. The opposition in Zimbabwe says its presidential candidate has been released by police after twice being detained as he campaigned yesterday. Meanwhile, the number two person in the opposition party is still being held after his arrest on his return to Zimbabwe from South Africa. He's expected to face charges of treason. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
A spokesman for Zimbabwe's opposition movement for democratic change, Nelson Chamisa, expressed concern about the party secretary general, Tendai Biti, who's being held by the police. Chamisa said there was still no word about him.
The whole night we're trying to ascertain his whereabouts, but without success. In fact, we deployed our team of lawyers to try and get information.
Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department says President Robert Mugabe's government has stooped to new lows by using food destined for the needy as a weapon to ensure his victory in the presidential runoff scheduled June 27th. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.
Home foreclosures in the U.S. continue to rise. The foreclosure listing company RealtyTrack says foreclosure filings in May were up by nearly 50% compared to May of last year. RealtyTrack says one in every 483 households in the U.S. received a foreclosure filing last month. That's a second straight monthly record. Nevada, California, Arizona, Florida, and Michigan had the highest statewide foreclosure rates. Bank repossessions posted a double-digit increase over April. The Boston Celtics are just one victory away from their first NBA championship since 1986. The Celtics beat the Los Angeles Lakers last night in L.A., 97-91. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.